The prophecy of Isaiah we heard in the first reading today is directed to the holy city of Jerusalem. And it reminded that the earth has been enveloped with darkness. But now, Jerusalem will experience the light, the radiance of God's glory. And this light, according to the prophet Isaiah, is not possessed by Jerusalem, because this light is coming from God. It is God who would enlighten Jerusalem as the holy city. And there are two reasons for Jerusalem to be radiant with light. First is that through Jerusalem, who is the holy city, the Jews who were coming from exile will now return to their homeland because they saw or they see that Jerusalem is radiant with light. So the period of exile has been ended. It ended with the radiance of Jerusalem coming from Yahweh. The second reason why Jerusalem is radiant with light is for all the nations to see and to gather in Jerusalem. They bring with them their gifts to adore the source of this light. And this light is none other than God. So Jerusalem, all nations will find communion, gathering of people in Jerusalem, the light that will bring all people together. St. Paul, in our second reading, in his letter to the Ephesians, discovered or talks about his ministry, that at the heart of the gospel is a mystery hidden from all people. And this mystery is the plan of salvation centered on Jesus Christ. So Paul, in his preaching, in his proclamation, he centered on the person of Jesus Christ, which is not revealed to all peoples, especially to the Gentiles. For Paul, Jesus Christ is the new Jerusalem. Why did Paul consider Jesus Christ as the new Jerusalem? Just as Jerusalem, in our first reading, became radiant because of God, and it has a purpose of spreading the light so that through its light, people will be attracted to converge and to gather together and to worship the true God. So for Paul, in Jesus Christ, in the person of Jesus Christ, Gentiles and Jews are made equal. Before, the Jews would consider the Gentile. You know who are the Gentiles? The Gentiles are the non-Jews. So if you're not a Jew, you're considered as a Gentile. But before, the Jews would consider the Gentiles as of lower race and they are damned to hell. But with the coming of Jesus, with the preaching of St. Paul, no, it is not anymore true. Because with the coming of Jesus, Gentiles and Jews are equal. They are all co-heirs of the kingdom of God. When before, only the Jews are heirs of the kingdom of God. It is as if they have this sole heirs of the kingdom of God. And if you're not a Jew, you will never be saved. But with the coming of Jesus, all nations, Jews and non-Jews, are participants, are candidates for the kingdom of God. So we see here, there is one family, where according to St. Paul, I can claim now that I am a member of this family, I belong to the one body of Jesus Christ, and I am now an heir of the kingdom of God. So it is in Jesus who is the light of all nations. His manifestation, The Epiphany that we celebrate today, the last Sunday of Christmas season, is also a gathering of all nations, as symbolized by the Magi. The Magi are people coming from the East. They symbolize the non-believers. They are not Jews. They are not even Christians. Yet they have that desire, inner desire, guided by the star to adore, or to search and adore the true God. They were wise men. They were scientists. They study the constellation in the Milky Way, in the heavenly bodies. Just imagine how difficult it is to study those stars, the distance of the stars, the number of the stars in the heavenly, in the heavens. No? But these Magi, even though they are wise, they are learned, they still lack the true wisdom. And that true wisdom can only be found in the baby born in Bethlehem. So as what I have said, they represent the non-believers. Unlike the scribes, the elders of the people who were learned in Scripture, they denied that the newborn king is born in Bethlehem. And so with Herod, who was then so envious that the newborn king is born in Bethlehem, who would dethrone him as the king. And he even connived with the three Magi to plot against the life of this newborn king. But here, going back to the Magi, who symbolize the non-believers, the Gentile world, we have here a gathering of people. You see, the newborn king, Jesus, is the one actually guiding the star to lead this Magi to the newborn king. And it is not the star who guided the child to lead people to him. It is the child, the newborn Jesus Christ, who guide the star to lead the Magi to adore, to search, and to found the newborn King, Jesus Christ. Dear brothers and sisters, when we find Jesus, there should be an acceptance of people. You know, the Feast of the Epiphany opens our horizon that all peoples, all nations should gather before the presence of the King, Jesus. Because after all, Jesus is not only for the Jews. Jesus is for all peoples. Jesus is for all nations. So I repeat, when we gather in the very person of Jesus, there should be an acceptance of people and not mutual exclusion. So this is one of the problems of the world today, when people mutually exclude each other simply because the other have different views, the other have different color, the other have different background, race, or religion. The Feast of the Epiphany would remind us that Jesus came for all people. There should be no division, there should be no discrimination, and there should be no annihilation, especially for those people who differ from us. Because these people who differ from us are also in the ambit of God's salvation. Jesus Christ is not an exclusivist. I repeat, Jesus Christ does not exclude. Even the Buddhist, even the Muslims, they are all candidates to belong to God's kingdom. And so may the Epiphany of Jesus gather families together to form a real communion, a real unity and solidarity. May it gather nations as one family, respecting and understanding the differences, and not see its other as competitor, as rivals, and as enemies. May Jesus, who manifested to all nations, heal all the wounds of division, conflict, and war.
May the Mother of God,
for all are one,
the star of evangelization, the Blessed Virgin
lastly,
Mary,
through the celebration of the Epiphany, the
Amen.
Visit of the Magi, we pray for real unity of all peoples throughout the world. God bless.